Joining us now is Greg Hames of the great website Nippertown.com. It's all things music in the region. And Greg is here once a month to give us a listing of some of the great things in the region. And let's start out tomorrow at the Hangar in Hudson and Troy, the Plimsolls.
The Plimsolls. One of the sort of sometimes overlooked power pop bands from the early 80s. I guess they're probably best known for their 1983 hit, A Million Miles Away, which is a great song. But they had a whole bunch of really good songs. And, Peter Case, who is the main songwriter and frontman for the band, is no longer with them. Let's just make sure that everyone knows that. But the band is still led by guitarist Eddie Munoz. And they've been in town before. They're coming back, which is always a good sign. And they've got a great sound, California power pop, vintage California power pop, let's say. And so we're going to play a little bit of the title track from their 1980 EP, Zero Hour.
The Plimsolls will be at the Hangar on the Hudson in Troy, and that is tomorrow. And if you think Maria Muldaur is just Midnight at the Oasis from some 40 years ago, you have some catching up to do.
Well, she is Midnight at the
Oasis.
I'm not
saying it's not a good song, but it's a great song, but there's a lot more to her than that.
Yes, and that song was, let's just say, a tad overplayed in 1974,
yeah.
If you were around listening to the radio.
And we were.
As I was, yes. But, yeah, so, she started off in jug bands. First the Even Dozen jug band, then the Jim Queskin jug band. Then she did some duo albums with her husband, Jeff Muldaur, or then-husband, Jeff Muldaur. And from her debut solo album was Midnight at the Oasis back in 1974. These days she's doing lots of blues. She was in town a couple of years back now for a show at Music Haven in Schenectady, and she was sounding really good. So I'm saying this is going to be a good gig. And if you're a fan of jug bands, I'm sure she'll be tossing in some of that stuff as well. She's going to be at Colony down in Woodstock on Sunday night. And then for something a little different, The Egg is once again hosting the annual New York State Presenters Showcase, where venues from all across the state come, and they're having a showcase, so you can see a little bit of a bunch of various acts that you can buy for your venue, one of which will be Maria Muldaur, and that's for free at The Egg on Monday night. And in addition to Maria Muldaur, is going to be Richie and Rosie, Bobby Previtt, as a couple of dance troupes. It's going to be a very varied evening. It's not going to be a full concert for Maria Muldaur, but she'll be playing a couple of tunes. So I think you'll have a good time. And maybe she'll play The Ghost of the St. Louis Blues from her album Maria Muldaur and Her Garden of Joy.
All night long it rambles on through my brain. I'm near insane. It's almost peculiar too, like them old southern folks would croon. I can't seem to leave behind.
Maria Muldaur will be at the Colony in Woodstock on Sunday and then heads up either Route 9W or the Thruway to Albany. The Egg on Monday for the vibrant and very varied New York State Performer Showcase. A new kind of a venue. Never heard of this one. The Saratoga Senior Center in Saratoga Springs.
Well, this is a matinee performance on Tuesday, and it's they've been doing a once a month free concert. Sometimes it's at the Saratoga Senior Center. Sometimes it's at other places around Saratoga. But on this Tuesday afternoon, and I think it is starting at noon. You can hear Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius and Herd, which is a fabulous band that's been around for a while, a kind of a jazz world music with a bit of classical touch thrown in. Wonderful band. Mostly instrumental, but not exclusively. And Elizabeth is the main primary songwriter and keyboardist, band leader. Great percussion, great clarinet. I mean, great, really fine band. And they made a huge step forward with their new album called Flyway that came out this year. And if you get a chance, check them out. This is a really good local band. In fact, the new album was produced by Grammy winner Joel Moss. So I'll give you some sort of indication as to what they're doing right. Here's a really joyous song called Market Song from their album Flyway.
Elizabeth Woodbury Cassius and Heard. They will be at the Saratoga Senior Center in Saratoga Springs, a matinee on Tuesday afternoon. And the venerable Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, a week from today, Friday, October the 19th, the Chandler Travis, not trio, trio.
Well, I was thinking about this on the way over today. I was thinking I may have played more Chandler Travis music on this little segment over the years than anyone else, but he's got a variety of bands. He plays solo as Chandler Travis. He's got the Chandler Travis Philharmonic. He used to have the Chandler Travis Philharmonette, which was like a mini orchestra version. He's got the Catbirds, and he still does an occasional Incredible Casuals reunion. So, and he's always churning out new music. This time, it's the Chandler Travis Trio, which, of course, is a quartet because that's how Mr. Chandler rolls. They're going to have their New York State debut premiere of the album on Friday, October 19th, Epic Cafe Lena. And then the next night, Saturday the 20th, they're going to be over at B-Side Ballroom in Oneonta. You never know what to expect, but you can always expect a good time when you see Chandler Travis in any of his incarnations. So here's a bit of the title track of the brand new album, Backward Crooked from the Sunset.
Battered, broken, sore, when you can't take another second more. Getting out right now, cause you just gotta get away somehow. Cloudy on the flats, but just like that, you're walking backward, crooked from the sunset. Walking backward, crooked from the sunset.
The Chandler Travis Trio, 1 week from tonight at Cafe Lena in Saratoga, and then 1 week from tomorrow night, the B-Side Ballroom in Oneonta. And we end with some chocolate on my tongue.
Yeah.
From the Wood Brothers.
Exactly. We'll look ahead a little bit to next month, because it'll be before I come back, if you have me back, of course.
Mm, of course.
it's the Wood Brothers, who are regular, like Chandler Travis, actually, are regulars in this town. They seem to have played everywhere from clubs like Parting Glass and such, the Egg, big festivals. It seems they've played everywhere in town, but actually on Thursday, November 8th, the Wood Brothers will be making their Troy Savings Bank Music Hall debut. So you may know that there are two brothers, Oliver Wood, guitar and vocals, Chris Wood from the wonderful band Modesky Martin and Wood on bass. This is one of my favorite songs of theirs, Chocolate on My Tongue. It's kind of a slinky, sexy little bluesy tune from their Ways Not to Lose album.
Sitting in the front seat, good girl in my arms, smiling in my eyes, getting me all hypnotized.
The Wood Brothers playing at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. That's next month, Thursday, November the 8th. And next month after that performance, we will be having Greg Hames back. From
Thank you, Brian. Thank
from Nippertown.com. You can just leave the envelope with the 20 in my mailbox.
Will do.
And we'll see you next week. Greg Hames, Nippertown.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on. Chocolate on my tongue. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue.